Ooh. Wow. That felt like a prayer. The most beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. Wow.
Hi.
God is so good. Oh, God is so good. And this is my personal idea about that. It's my beloved husband is here. And now that all of this has happened, I am so glad that you were here, not to hear me talk, honey, but to hear Kim about her class. We have to, don't be looking at the rope. We have to sign up and have extra assignment. We're all in. Okay. Good morning again. A little bit more serious. I love you, honey. So, we're talking about fear today, and Bill's children's message was amazing, and it's so true, so much of fear we do to ourselves, and that's what today is about. We can create this knot, kind of like a build, and experiences, and we know that in this philosophy, in this belief system, that what we think about, we become more of. What we put our attention on grows. And so, thoughts plus feelings plus beliefs create. So I'm going to start with a story, and we're going to highlight a few points in this story. It's from The Way of Mastery, and it's called The Shadow of Fear, and it goes like this. There is an ancient forest on your planet, a forest so high in a rugged mountain valley, and so rugged that no one has ever been there. Unknown to the minds of humanity, life goes on in the forest. This morning, a little tiny blade of grass seemed to be tossed by an unseen wind. As it was tossed, for just a fragment of a moment, so subtle and soft was this wind, that as the sunlight played against it, the blade of grass, it cast the smallest conceivable shadow on a stone, just a bit away from the blade of grass. Now, this tiny shadow, tiny, 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 momentarily wiggling in the wind in some remote forest, has virtually no effect on the timing of the planets, the creation of new suns, and certainly not one trace of effect on how deeply the Father loves you. That little shadow is what you have given power to. It seems to be able to obstruct the truth within you from being lived. For the moment you gave that tiny shadow power, in that very moment, fear was born. Fear is always a contraction away from love. And fear makes you smaller than the blade of grass that momentarily seems to cast a shadow and therefore obstructs your recognition of warmth of the sun that bathes you always. When you resist healing, when you struggle to learn to speak your truth, you may rest assured that something has occurred just prior to that. What is it? It is your decision to believe that the shadow is all-powerful. That little tiny shadow. Oh, this is wonderful. And that if you heal, if you grow, if you change, and you let Christ live in you, that the little blade of grass and the tiny little shadow it creates for a temporary moment will crush you. If you can truly take this story into your being and recognize the utter laughability of such a belief, you will never again fear fear. You will never again allow fear to master you and direct the course of your life. You will learn what it means to trust what is birthed in the heart. And you will arise. You will go forth without fear, with no story at all. few things to mention in here. First of all, we give our power away. Why do we do that? It's pretty easy to do sometimes. We give our power away by listening to other people. How many times have you had a divine spark of inspiration, and then you started talking to people, and all of a sudden you come back to this truth that that was insignificant, and you do not move forward? Yeah. We give our power away. And fear is born. We are not born in fear. Fear is born in us. And what does that mean? And the other point that I wanted to highlight from there is that there's something that happens before we resist healing. What is that before? Many times it looks like I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, there's something wrong with you, something wrong with me. Whatever that is, whatever we tell ourselves, it's the mind stuff. Our heart knows, our mind. Many of our thoughts are not worthy of belief. And we take them on and live them as if they were. So in this kind of amazing place where you have been called here, that you know that there's something that can help your life in this place. We all know that. Do you really know you're worth it? Do you really know that God intended the happiest life for you, for us, that we get in our own way? And somehow fear is more comfortable than staying in joy, because whenever we stay in joy, there's a fear that it's going to go away. So we can live that fear and never have joy, knowing that it's going to go away, or we can tell a new story, tell a new truth. I really love Emmett Fox, and in one of his books, The Design for Life, I believe, in the title, Fear Not, it's kind of like a biblical phrase, and also about the knots of fear that we tangle up in. And he suggests a powerful tool for healing any fears. And it's a metaphysical interpretation of a story we all know well. Everybody knows the story. So I'd like to share with you how amazing it is as a tool for fear. And it's a story we all know about Noah's Ark. You know the story, right? So the story goes like this. I don't think you know, you might not know this version of it, so here we go. Noah represents our spiritual selves, the part of us that is God, the part of us that is pure love, the part of us that lives in our hearts, not in our heads. And the ark that he builds is a state of consciousness. And that state of consciousness is what holds us when trouble comes, when the storms of life start brewing. One thought at a time, we build this ark as if it was pieces of wood. And this ark that is meant to float above trouble, it lifts us. The interesting thing about this is that the ark has no windows at the level of the storm. You can't see the dark sky, the black sky. You can't see the waves that are about to crush you, because that's in our minds. The windows are not at the level of the storm, because what happens when we are already afraid and we watch a storm coming, whether it's on the news, whether it's in our relationships, and we put our attention on that, and what happens? It gets bigger, and the sky gets darker, and the ark gets smaller, and we shrink into this fearful place that just is a reactor to life. But when we have our ark of consciousness, which holds us in our fear, we can learn how to respond instead of react. And does the world not need that now? And he brings the beasts onto the ark. And the beasts are representative of us, what is within us, our thoughts, the lizards and the snakes and the creepy crawly things. We all have thoughts that keep us to the ground. And then we all have thoughts and places and people that we can go to, that we trust, that we love, that help us soar and fly above anything that might hold us down. And then you have the everyday, the sheep and the cow and everything else. On to the ark, safety. Safety from the storm. And then to not send out the raven of fear, that black bird of doubt that goes out into the world, that goes out to, and I wonder if my prayer's working. I wonder if we're going to be safe. The storm looks pretty big. And you pray until the dove of peace shows up within you. And so there's one more thing about Noah's Ark that is so powerful for me when I have the storms come into my life. And as a chaplain at the hospital, I help people out of their fear. There's a lot of fear where I work. And so the most amazing thing is, I already said there aren't any windows at the level of the storm, but there is one window. It's at the highest peak of the ark, a tiny little window that helps us remember to look up. We don't look at the storm. We don't give power to the storm. We give power to God. And so, Noah's Ark. I hope that resonated somehow, where you can build an ark of trust, build an ark of safety, build an ark of love for yourself. So getting back to what it is that happens right before, my shoe was stuck. What it is that happens right before we resist healing, there is some place that catches our upset within us, some place that catches it. In part of how we get tied up in knots. And it can be just a word of fear, a word of resistance that we react to. When the storm is coming, right before you build an ark, what is that word of resistance? Is it anger? Is it run away? Is it hide? Is it be present for? Is it where is it within us that catches that upset before we either work on healing it or not? Because it's a feeling. And I know for many of us, we get afraid because we feel something. And when we can give a word to it, we can heal it easier than this healing. Feeling is in the body, and healing sometimes can be in the mind, the helpful part of the mind. And it kind of like builds on itself, kind of like this little story a man shares. You might have had a day like this. This morning I was buttoning my shirt, and the button fell off. After that, I picked up my briefcase, and the handle fell off. Then I went to open the door, and the doorknob fell off. And I went to get into my car, and the door handle came off in my hand. Now I'm afraid to pee. It kind of builds on it. There's like things that keep happening that keep tying us up and tying us up and tying us up. And before you know it, you know, we don't know how to untie the knots within us. And we stay there like the elephant. Trained. We're trained. We're trained to focus right in on that little shadow. And it can take away the joy of all the wonder of life, because that little sliver of shadow can scare us. But we have choice about fear. We have choice about fear. We don't have to let it run our life. There's something to do about that. Definitely something to do about that. and then you will fear no more. I love that he said that. You will fear no more. So, I have a quote that I want to read to you. And close this up pretty soon with everything's going to be all right. Thank you, because you got us out of our head and put us right in the heart, and you built us an ark of beauty and trust with your gift. Thank you so much. And so, fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and no one was there. Here's a quote by Reverend Dennis Merritt Jones from How to Speak Religious Science. As you let fears become your teacher, you will discover that there is nothing wrong with the shadow self, because it is part of your human reality. In that process, you will also discover that you are more than a human being. You are more than a personality, more than a body. You are more than a shadow. You are the very nature of divine essence, which is pure light. So the next time you feel a disturbance in the force, and fear begins to wrap itself around you, don't run from it, but embrace it, dance with it, and demand that the light be shed on it. How? Remember that light dispels darkness. Have faith. Step out of your shadow and into the light of God's presence. In other words, let go of any notions that you're any less than one in God. And his quote ends with, fear knocked at the door, faith answered, and no one was there. So I just wanted to quickly share a patient story that I have that taught me something very valuable. At the hospital, I was told not to go see this patient. He didn't believe in God. He wanted nothing to do with prayer, chaplain, joy, anything. I said, okay, and I went right to see him. And so I sat with this man, and he told me his story. He wasn't born to fear. He learned fear, and he learned fear intensely. And he was raised in a evangelical type of house, and nothing against anyone. That's not why I'm sharing this story. There's something that it taught me that was really powerful. And so he wanted nothing to do with it until he heard enough stories and he got very, very afraid. And for 8 months, he practiced what he didn't believe in. And he studied the Bible, and he studied it so hard, and his knowledge about the Bible would blow anyone away. He knew it backwards and forwards. And to him, he figured out a lot about it that supported his belief system, or rather, non-belief system. And so I got all of those details, and I asked him, so here we are, and now that you're at the end of your life, are you comfortable in your belief, or rather your non-belief? And we had the most amazing talk. And he said, I am so free. He said, for that 8 months, I was scared to death every day. And so I realized that his huge belief came from non-belief first. And that there is such power in just saying no. No to fear. So I thought, I'm going to be an a-fearist instead of an atheist. Oh, I believe in God very much. And sometimes we go so far. I ask myself, where do I do this? I go so far on the other side that I'm not open to maybe finding another way to joy by coming back from the opposite, the complete opposite, and living firmly in a closed-down camp. And The power of his non-belief created freedom for him. And so I'm asking all of us, where are you an atheist? I made that up. Don't look up the word. It makes no sense. I hope it makes sense to you. It makes sense to me, but beyond this, that just means no fear. I can be so on the other side of no fear that I find the gift immediately in whatever life is presenting. I work at it. My arc is almost complete. No, but I love the window at the top. Look up. That's the golden key. Keep your mind off the problem and onto God. Emmett Fox again. So, all the way on the other side, and I thought, oh, I wish he would live another 80 years because maybe he could. And then I realized that that's my wishing on him. The biggest lesson I learned is to meet people where they are. It's not about me. It's about what brought him joy and what brought him peace and where in his self he lives happily and free. Because I know for me, if I meet people where I think they should be instead of where they are, we will miss our connection. And I don't want to miss any connection. And so I just want to close by saying thank you for being here and thank you for coming to this amazing place where we heal. We heal the resistance to heal. We look at it, we work on it. We know that we're the most important person in our lives and we're the ones that get to do this because if we're thinking somebody else is doing something to us, that's even more work for us. It's not about them. It's about consciousness. It's about building your arc to hold life in such a way that the only place to look is up. And what you're looking up at, you're looking through as you close your eyes. That's where it is. It's not in this building, it's in you as you show up. Fear knocked, faith answered. No story. Please pray with me. So it is in this arc of love and trust that we know God is all there is. The power, the force, the grace, the love, the choice that we're given to believe or not to believe, which is really believing in something. And that we say no to fear because fear is in the mind. Fear does not resonate with the heart. And as we carry the heart of God, as we go within and feel the magic that God is within us, breathing us, living us, loving us, guiding us. We already know that there is an ark built and we're standing in it. And it is standing in us. And we know that that love is present always. It certainly isn't just here on Sunday mornings. And so we open up to a greater idea of what that is, what it means, how it loves us, how we can love. And it is with a heart that is full and open and grateful for all the lessons of all the ways that people think and choose and become, for they offer such gifts in being different than we are. What a joy to be in this life and learn from one another. And what a joy to have incredible music that takes us to that place of consciousness that can only be felt, not even understood. And so I say thank you, God, for this day, for this life, for all of you, for all of this. And I release these words into the universal law, knowing that it's done. It's done unto us as we believe. than we believe as God does. An unlimited possibility, and that's what the law shows up as today. Wonderful surprises, unlimited possibility, no fear, only trust. And that's the truth. And that's what we speak into the law, because that's what we choose to live. And I say, thank you, God. I let it go, I let it be, and so it is. Amen. I am so blessed.